Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Finally, the video from 2007, I believe, it was published on Orwell TV about Dreamcatchers and Crownways. Can you tell us a little bit more about this project?
Certainly.
What was the purpose of it, how it started, and why you have decided to shoot a video with Doris and Francis?
Okay, certainly. As many people know, already back in 2007, Dreamcatchers was starting to consolidate a lot of its ideas and a lot of the things that had been coming up in the Dreamcatcher sessions to actually put this Crownways proposal together. I actually mentioned it a little bit in the video itself. And at that time, there was some money coming from the Indian government to start the Crown Road. So based on some of the ideas that were coming up in Dreamcatchers, we felt that starting to build the Crown Road from the Solar Kitchen in the direction of Arca was maybe not the best idea at the time, that it would be better to concentrate to the west of that junction around the Solar Kitchen going in the direction of the
Center
Guest House. So we put this proposal together. And at that time, well, there were various reasons why it didn't go ahead. And history has shown that the Crown Road's now continued in the direction of Arca. The reason we've now made the video is since there have been all these radio broadcasts between B and Luigi, where Crownways keeps coming up as a topic, it seemed a bit strange that nobody could see what it was, and a number of people came up to me and said, I never saw it, what is it, what does it look like? So we've kind of, Doris and Francis very generously offered to make this video, and so we thought it was a good opportunity just to basically for archival purposes so people can see it. It's anyway not happened.
Yeah. But what was the one option?
It was just an alternative, and it was a kind of an attempt to show what community participation could produce. Mm-hmm. I wasn't actually here at that time last year, but I did hear that Mr. Doshi came and felt it was a little bit, I think he used the word kindergarten, but I'm not quite, that's what I've been told, but I haven't actually, I wasn't here,
something
so I
like
can't.
That, yeah.
It was something in direction of kindergarten, so that's fine.
So maybe you want to grow up.
Well, the interesting thing about community participation is that we even should go and ask the children what they want. So whether we did something childish, childlike, or innocent, I don't know. It's kind of, I think the energy behind it, a lot of people very much connect it to, and they very much liked what was being proposed. So it's just there for, I would say it's there for discussion purposes. Like if the community wants to go into further discussion about it, it's there as a point of reference, as some kind of an alternative. But it was never seen to be a proposal that should simply be built. It was never meant to be a finished product.
It was actually just the Dreamcatcher.
It was the Dreamcatcher's proposing, kind of showing the kind of ideas and the richness of ideas that could come up if you went into a collaborative process. That was the main focus of it. And I find it very interesting now that 5 years down the road, people are actually still talking about it, even if it is kindergarten in inverted commas.
Between talking and really participating, I see the huge gap, because right now community is not really participating, but they are criticizing a lot. And to me, that's not constructive.
I totally agree. And the Dreamcatchers was very much about constructive development and sitting together. This is actually just to aid the discussion, because people can go upstairs and they see certain plans on the wall of what's being proposed now. But if there is a discussion, and if these discussions are going on the radio, it seemed a little bit strange. And I didn't know what to say to people when they came up to me and said, so what is this Crownways? And I actually didn't want to have to present it individually 5-10 times a week to different people. And this seemed like a very good idea, to just be able to put it on the radio and the TV that people see. And even just for archival purposes, that so someone can say, okay, back in 2007, this is what happened. But it was very much a product of its time. I mean, we've moved on. We're 5 years later. My life's moved on. Other people's lives in Dreamcatchers have moved on.
And the city definitely moved on, big step.
Yeah. So it's more, as I say, for me, it's there for discussion purposes. And it's on. I'm not running around. I'm not running with you to build the Crownways. That's absolutely not the point.
No, but if you think back, you know, because I still remember the time there was, just the beginning of realization and stuff like that, and no roads, the dusty roads and stuff. Have you ever imagined that will go that way, as as it seems that we're going now, with all those roads and the new projects going around.
Well, obviously, as an architect, I could imagine various possibilities for development. I mean, I've been here 15 years now, so I've been personally interested in development for the last 15 years. The question is, development can go in many different directions. It's not really my ideal, what I see happening, but that's also the nature of different people coming with different ideas and whatever. So I felt I kind of tried to give my little bit, but if that's not...
argument's sake, and maybe for some people, because it's always that is coming out also in the community, you know, the guys will decide, the people who got power, how it is in reality. When the plan is there and we're about to decide it, either to accept it or not, how is that finalized? And who does participate?
I wish somebody could explain to me how that works.
No?
For 15 years, I still haven't really figured it out.
Okay, so we have to ask someone else.
I mean, I think the point for me right now is any leading city or town in the world is embracing collaboration and community participation. I mean, it's not something that's even discussed. It's kind of there. So I think that's something we do need to look at, like to what degree we don't step on each other's toes and just stop all kinds of development, but that we actually find collaborative, beneficial ways of moving forward, where people can actually feel that they're part of happening. You know, that it's our Auroville. Like everybody feels part of what's going on. And I think for the last 40 years, things were happening in little pieces, and a building would come up here and a building would come up there, and there wasn't the sense of things getting out of control or lots of things happening that people weren't happy with necessarily. Whereas now the scale of development has reached a certain point that it really impacts everybody on a day-to-day life. Like if you see the amount of extra traffic we've just had in the last few years.
Because highways.
Well, this is it. And Karl Heinz came from Austria and he told us the more roads you build at this point, the more traffic you're going to get. So, you know, he kind of predicted it. And it wasn't
very simple.
He didn't need a crystal ball. It was kind of, again, all the...
It's
obvious. All the studies and all the examples in Europe and America show exactly the same thing. So,
but after all, we are practical beings, yeah? Mm. So if I see the shortcut, why shouldn't I use it?
Why shouldn't you use it?
Especially if it's a better one, you know?
Well, this is, of course, it. So we now, as Luigi pointed out in one of the previous radio broadcasts, now we have more people coming from Kotakarai through Auroville to get down to the beach road.
Yes.
But we've created that. And so, we create the problem and then we complain about it. It's kind of an interesting catch-22 somehow.
Somehow, yeah. But there are other ways too. Thank you for today.
Okay. Thank you very much.